My brother and sister in Christ, you're about to hear from the book of Sirach. I mean, can you imagine if you lived 100 years before coming to the Christ? How would you know, right? How would you know what to expect? Now, remember now, the guy's name is Ben Sira, sometimes goes by Ben Sirach. He's very Solomon-esque. Remember, Solomon is back in the day. That's 800-900 years before the coming of Christ. The wisest of all. Well, Ben Sira, or Ben Sirach, took a lot of what he said, everything from preparing food, what it's like to go about your day, how is your business, how you treat family, how you treat friends, and he writes all these Solomon-esque things. And basically what he's saying is, at the end of the day, you can say what you want, but at the end of the day, words are cheap. It all boils down to whether or not it's your actions. If you can say what you want, but at the end of the day, if you don't act on it, people are going to see you for what you truly are. And that's where Ben Sirach's going. This is 100 years before the coming of Christ. You know what's amazing? When you hear the responsorial psalm, then you hear the New Testament, St. Paul in Corinth, and then you hear the gospel. They're all saying the exact same thing. Are you just a follower? Or are you truly a disciple? My brother in Christ, Ben Sirach.
A reading from the book of Sirach. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord.